Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia. Can I have your zip code to locate your account?
98012.
And that was 98012.
Yeah.
First and last name on the account?
David Hurley. I shouldn't have an account there. I closed this account, and you guys charged me again.
You said the first name was David?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not pulling up an account for you. Do you have your order ID number?
I didn't order anything. That's the issue. I've already been refunded for the first time you charged me. And that was on, Hold on here. I'll tell you when you guys. And I called you and you guys refunded me my money, and then you did it again. You took it out just the other day here, again, the same amount.
Okay, for security of the account, can you verify your shipping address?
Yeah, 19132 Granite Falls, 19132 Granite Road, Father, Washington, 98012.
Okay, thank you for that. One moment.
$56.95, you gave it back to me on the 31st of May, and then you went and charged me again for it here just the other day. I just saw my bank statement here. I see there it was on, what did it charge me again? Yeah, you gave it back to me on the 31st, and then you went and charged me again. What's going on?
Okay, I've located your account for the Factory Direct Savings Store membership and the Wi-Fi booster. Looks like your account has already been canceled and refunded.
Yeah, well, you refunded me, yeah, but then you took out again. You did it again. You charged me again.
It shows here that you were charged, the last charge was made on May 29th, and it shows here that you called it and canceled, and it was refunded on the same day.
Okay, well, yeah, and then now you guys have charged me again. I've got another charge from you guys on my account.
Once an account is canceled, sir, that stops all future charges.
Okay, hang on a sec, then. Let me pull this up here. I'm looking for here. Let's see here. My phone's getting slow here. 18-12. Let's see here. Hang on a second here. I'll find it. It was in June. Where did it go? $56.95 on May 31st. You deducted $56.95, and then the first time you gave me my money back was on back out in here a little further. Bear with me, my phone is slow here. It's having problems. Okay, direct on the 31st, you took it out, or you gave it back on the 31st. That was the day I called, right?
No.
Then
you called on May 29th, which was the same day you were charged.
May 29th. Well, I didn't get anything back in my account until the 31st, because that's what it's listed out in my account here.
Okay. Well, a refund only takes about 3 to 5 business days.
So let's do that. $56.95 on May 31st was positive to my account. And then on here, go back over here. Where did I find that? So that's direct on May 31st minus. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying here. I see how you read that. They just split it up way over here. Hold on here now. Let me look here and see. Make sure that this is what I'm seeing. Ah, let's see here. 75. Where did it go? Let's do one more. Okay, we're good. We're good. I was reading it. I was reading that wrong. So I apologize. Okay, you're good.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
You bet. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.